Our next guest is ageing beautifully as well. He's Australia's premier race caller. He's a bloody good football commentator as well. He'll be working with Gerard Whateley tonight and our good friend Dermot, whom we had on earlier in the week, calling what could be a cracker of a game when Brisbane take on the Lions at Marvel Stadium. Is it Marvel Stadium or the Gabba?
Marvel. It's Marvel. The Docklands, and right now they've even got the Rezzies on at the moment.
Oh, apologies. I said the Gabba earlier. Matt Hill joins us now.
Makes
hello,
a difference
Matty.
In the tip too.
Hello, Richie. How you go? Geez, I tell you what, you had me worried there for a minute.
No, don't worry, Matt.
I'm in the wrong state.
Matt, don't worry. He does this all the time. He's going to get a big concussion payout.
Oh, look, I'm starting to believe you, Rich. I'm starting to believe you. Yeah, Robbie Muir did get me a couple of times. I'm a flog.
You guys were half an hour behind the play over there.
You were just getting a following over here.
Yeah.
Just go with it, Kim. It's more money.
Shut up, Roach. All right, I did look up the weather at the Gabba too. Fair dinkum. Matty, it's a big game for the Western Bulldogs tonight. I don't think anyone could have predicted they'd have 250-point losses in the first 2 weeks.
No, absolutely not. And, well, you would think the way they're playing, they're probably heading in that direction again. But there has to be some sort of output tonight. Otherwise, Bulldog supporters are just going to be absolutely rolling their hair out. There's, you know, talk of Bevo's head and just misunity at the club. I don't know. It's hard to know what's going on behind the scenes. But the way they're playing, they're slow out of the blocks. There's no connectivity. The four forwards, the tall forwards in the first match didn't work. So it's just been a train wreck from start to finish. Things they were working on over the summer haven't worked. And it's back to the drawing board. And gee, you'd want some effort tonight because there was absolutely no fireworks from the start against St Kilda last week at Marvel Stadium. And we know with Brisbane, they came out firing last week and they're just getting motivated in the middle with Dunkley and Berry and all of the combinations in the centre of the ground for Brisbane. Their clearance rate is absolutely frightening and they could absolutely bamboozle the Bulldogs tonight.
You think the coach's messaging's not getting through or it's a little confusing. Since he had the new chompers, he's got the new teeth, he's got a little bit of a lisp, hasn't he?
I did notice that that Luke Beveridge had the new chompers. I believe I haven't got to that stage yet, but usually you go a couple of crowns at a time, don't you? But he's decided to go all in at once, and it has bamboozled his team. But it's hard to know. I mean, you'd think with the modern football or the culture at clubs is so important, and who knows what's going on at the Bulldogs. It may even be still a malaise from the Premiership from a few years ago.
Well, it's a long time ago, mate.
2016.
That's too long ago.
Yeah, but there are similarities to when they first won it in 1954. There are similarities of that they struggled after that. Mm-hmm. There was players that were shifted on. Something's not right there at that football club. And you get the impression tonight that we're going to know in the first 20 minutes. Brendan Sanderson, I heard on SEN earlier on, he was of the belief, and I tend to agree, that in the first 20 minutes, we're going to know, A, who wins the match tonight and where the Bulldogs are at.
Well, the interesting bit in the first 20 minutes, you talk about players moving on. There is one player moved on himself, the club champion, Dunkley. Josh Dunkley. Now, at what point do we see the Western Bulldogs look so much poorer by the fact that Josh Dunkley's playing for Brisbane?
Well, I think it's more the other way around. I think Brisbane are even more bolstered by his presence. And as I mentioned, he's just working into his stride in the first few rounds, just with those combinations in the middle. And he's such an elite footballer. It's already hurt the Bulldogs already. And the holes that they're plugging haven't worked. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with him tonight. And it'll also be interesting to see the response because I would expect anyone in the football world would expect the Bulldogs to just come out absolutely seething and willing to take no prisoners. But if we don't see that in the first quarter or first half, we know that things are awfully wrong.
Yeah, it'll be a good one to watch tonight because Adam Treloar and Josh Dunkley were best mates, inseparable. Will Treloar, who's back in the side, go to Dunkley? We'll watch with great interest there. Johannesson comes back into the side and Rory Lobb as well. They paid a bit for him. He needs to perform. Hey, who are you tipping tonight and by how much?
Well, that's an interesting point you make there too because the inclusions for the Bulldogs are virtually two players with injury clouds, a debutante and someone who got sacked 2 weeks ago. So, I think it's going to be Brisbane, and I'm scared to say, but it might even be another 50-pointer. I think Brisbane are going really, really well, and I think they're going to get the Bulldogs whilst they're hurting tonight.
I'll tell you, and the Roach is feeling an upset's on its way. Hey, it would be wrong for us to talk to you, Matt, as Australia's premier race caller. And I know you love your footy and you're brilliant at that, but is it true, tell me it's not, please, that we may see the end after this weekend of Nature Strip, the world's fastest horse?
Well, it's a possibility. Good things don't go forever. He wasn't as good in the Lightning Stakes as we wanted him to be, and he's held that mantle for 3 or 4 years, hasn't he? As the best sprinter in the world. I mean, he's got really nothing else to prove. Australia have the best sprinters. He was toweling them up, and then went to Royal Ascot and toweled up the rest of the world. So nothing lasts forever. Saturday's a really good race again. There's no easy sprint race in this country, and being the TJ Smith, you'd probably say it's one of four or possibly five of the best sprint races in the country, and there's some really good up-and-coming opposition. In Secret's done nothing wrong at Flemington, albeit down the straight a couple of times. Then you've got the Jonathan Munns horses of Giga Kick and Passive Aggressive, but you'd like to see Nature Strip, if this is his swan song, to go out and at least put something on the board. I'd hate to see him withering away at the back of the field, but it's just a great meeting. It's got to be one of the best meetings in the country.
Is he chasing his fourth TJ Smith?
What was that, sorry?
Is he chasing his fourth TJ Smith?
Yeah, it's something like that, which is remarkable. And the TJ Smith's been won by some of the absolute greats. Black Caviar won it a couple of times famously. Mm. And I mean, he really has had those great battles with particularly Eduardo in races like the TJ Smith. So that's that new brigade coming through, as I mentioned. Giga Kick, the Everest winner in Secrets, just to name a couple up against the established sprinters. So it's as strong as TJ Smith as we've seen.
Matty, we'll let you get to work. You've got a big game to call tonight between Brisbane and the Bulldogs. You're tipping Brisbane by 50-plus points. Have you got a special for us on the weekend? A Matty Hill special. Yeah, give us one.
I reckon there might be one. I'm calling Bendigo on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I reckon my numero uno in the last race for trainer Nick Ryan. I'm going to stick with that stable in the last race 9 at Bendigo. I can't quite recall what number it is, but just remember its name, my numero uno.
Love it. All the best. Look forward to the call with Jared Waitley, Dermot Brereton and yourself tonight. Matt Hill there.
And love talking to the South Australians, contrary to what we said earlier.
You lost half of your following. You've got a few hanging in there. Good on you, Matty. And remember, if you're having a dabble, you've got to remember, what are you really gambling with?